Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to the Johto Quorum. We assemble once again with the absolute minimum number of people required to pass judgment upon the world of Pokemon. I'm Six Detmar from Scanline Media.
I'm Alan Ibrahim from Chats and Scanline Media.
And we're joined by some guests. I'm going to make this confusing. Introduce yourselves in alphabetical order. Go.
Oh, my God. I don't even know if this is correct, but hi, I'm Ryan. And
no, aren't you
R is obviously at the start
nobody
of the alphabet.
Else,
work,
nobody
Ryan.
Else said anything, so I just took a leap of faith.
Okay.
Hi.
All right. Alphabet, what comes after R?
I think it loops back around.
I'm Jennifer Uncle for Scanline Media as well. Hello.
Hi, I'm Katie from Fireside Friends.
Nailed it.
RJK, the new alphabet.
There we go.
The only letters that matter. I mean, like, I don't know, I was going to say, like, shortest name, we went in order, but we super did.
Super did.
Either Jen or Jennifer. Yeah. Either way, Jen is either at the beginning or the end. There's just no winning.
Wednesdays at the Johto Quorum on RJK.
ABC. Oh, okay. I was turning it into a TV promo. It was ABC Family.
You mean Freeform?
Yeah, great. Sure, yes. Is that what they call it now?
ABC Family's called Freeform now, yeah. It's,
what?
That's fucked. I hate it.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was a different channel. Wow, okay. Mm-hmm.
It's the same. Okay, well, we're switching. Yeah, you know what? They switched their name. We're switching channels. USA, characters welcome, which means you are all welcome here on the Quorum.
You know who's not welcome, though, Six?
Ash's mom? She's not really a character.
Don't ever talk shit about Delilah, ever.
Okay, sorry.
Number 371. Bagon. Bagon. Bacon.
It sounds like you're bagging on Bagon.
Tatsube? Oh, he's Tatsube.
Yeah, Tatsube.
Oh, man. What a cutie. He's got a little mohawk.
I like his arms.
Yeah, he's got a little tiny. He looks like a Land Before Time reject.
Hey, have you guys heard of an individual named Donald Drumpf?
What are you even saying?
He's got the cartoon Trump hair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, somewhat. You're
he's
right.
He's also he's kind of, but I mean, it's gray. He's kind of got like a classic British like judge's wig going on, like the thing down the back.
Yeah.
He's got the fangy.
Yep.
He's got a quarter tum.
Oh my God.
These are established Quorum terms for design.
Okay,
elements.
Fangy. Got it.
Fangy.
Yeah, so the ones you need to know is fangy, which is obviously like the little tooth. A double fangy is worse than a single fangy.
Agreed.
There's the tum, and then there's the segmented tum. This is not a segmented tum, this is just a quarter tum because it doesn't reach up far enough.
The tum is on the stomach is a different color and protrudes like a belly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then there's the void, which we don't have present on this one, but if you think of like cloister or Ghastly, those are classic examples of the void. Okay.
And a partial tum is also known as a momentum, but regardless.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's kind of shaped like a chicken with the legs and all that.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be a pre-bird, because the whole thing is that it keeps hitting its head against rocks until it can fly.
Yeah.
It's working hard. What?
Oh, wow, that's true.
Yeah.
Dreaming of one day flying, it practices by leaping off of cliffs every day.
Huge same.
No!
No. Its belief that it will be able to fly one day is apparently the influence of information carried in its genes. It knows! Don't you wish you just knew what you were going to be someday and you worked towards it every day?
Wow. I mean,
wouldn't that be amazing?
I'm working on it.
Job security would be nice.
100%. God.
I think this is the thing that Edelgard is against.
I could also make a Gundam Seed joke here. I love media.
I love the pop culture that we consume, especially anime. We were talking about not Flygon, not Vibrava, but Trapinch, and the idea that it always has its eye to the sky, wishing to someday get its head out of the sand and soar like an eagle. And then it turns into Flygon, and it does that, and it's beautiful. And Bagon's the same thing. Someday it'll be a big boy.
It will be a big boy.
Pokemon is the beautiful world where if you want something hard enough, you can eventually get it unless you want good stats, and you probably won't get it.
Although Salamence is like top tier competitive, yeah. So Salamence is
you can like
valid.
Save scum too to make sure you get the right nature.
Yep, that's true.
What? Quorum decision. Are we all going to shame Katie for save scumming?
Oh. No. No.
Damn it.
I mean, I save scum all the time, so.
Wow. All right. I guess we're officially endorsing crime. Great. Love to be a legal body.
Mr. Rossetti can't stop me.
No. Say that now. He's going to kick down your door with an axe.
I'm going to send you a 10-paragraph thick, appropriately worded letter about how you're a fuck-up. Bagon evolves at level 30. It's not a it's not a baby dragon forever. It becomes Shelgon. We can't keep cutting middle evolutions, but Shelgon's so gross.
I mean, it's literally just like a sphere on legs.
It's got an inversion of the void. It looks like a void. And it's like, no, that really is just its face.
Yeah. It's kind of cute how an angry face is poking from underneath the shell. But other than that, it's pretty dinky.
Ryan, what do you think about Shelgon?
It sucks.
Body. Wow. Utterly body.
It looks like beach volleyball.
Which is great. I love, you know, I love it when Kasumi wears the bikini, and I'm here for it.
I got your Dead or Alive reference, and
I deal you. Sometimes sushi is good, but I mean, you know.
But sometimes you just don't want sushi. You're not in the mood.
Yeah.
All these shinies are bad, by the way. We're going to decide on where to keep this whole crew after
it
we look at everyone.
It looks like a custom soccer ball in Rocket League.
Oh, shit, it does. The Shelgon
ball?
Man,
that would kick ass.
That would sell. That would also like sell real well if I could just buy a Shelgon ball for Rocket League.
Just imagine if like you head the ball, metaphorically speaking, because it's a car and it doesn't have a fucking head, in Rocket League, and you just see like the little legs flailing as it tries to find purchase and it's just tumbling through the air. I think
you occasionally see the angry eyes.
or as you scroll down a bit and look at the art from the anime, the dizzy eyes.
So right. The Pokedex for Moon for this thing says, they lurk deep within caves, motionless, neither eating nor drinking. Why they don't die is not known.
big, huge, same.
Wow.
Oh my god, yeah, it's all of its Pokedex entries. I literally was just clapping and jumping in my seat. It's all of its Pokedex entries are like, it just doesn't eat. It refuses to eat until it becomes a dragon. It's like, damn.
Just
hunger strike until I'm rad.
It's kind of like Cascoon, where it's like it's pure anger and grumpiness and bitterness at everyone who wronged it turns it into a beautiful butterfly.
Well, what happens? What's Salamence like?
He's a thing. Amongst of all the dragon types, I think Salamence at least looks like its design is pretty cool. The razor sharp wings and all that. What is with Gen 3 and eyebrows, though? I swear.
They need to have expressions.
Oh, true. They need to frown and be able to look frumpy.
Look at the armor-plated tum.
Oh, shit. That's a whole tum, isn't it? You're right.
As like that's like a layer tum. That's like a layer cake, but tum.
Delicious.
Apparently, it's the fastest flying-type Pokemon out there.
Wow.
When you work hard enough, you become the best. It's a shonen arc. The Bag Online is a shonen arc.
Man, I really loved the part of My Hero Academia where Deku just fucking walled himself off in a steel capsule for like half a season. That was sick.
He cast Kamamontolado'd himself until he got buff.
I personally hold a grudge against Salamence.
Why? Is there a story?
Yes, because I played the Pokemon Ranger games. And
yes.
Salamence, you had to draw 200 circles around this guy before you could catch him. And he had this, like, four-directional X thing, a fire that would destroy your little, like...
Your ring.
Lasso. And I had to quit the game for like 2 years, and then I picked it back up.
Oh my god.
And was finally able to get him. But yeah, I didn't like that too much.
Isn't that the game, though? Like, you draw circles. So if you have to draw more circles, isn't that a good thing?
No, because he destroys the circles, and then you have to start all the way over.
Hmm.
And you have to 200 in a row.
I think Pokemon Ranger is my favorite Pokemon side game. Is that a spicy take?
I really like Mystery Dungeon, but Ranger's like... Oh,
okay.
Second.
I haven't played them. I'm sure I would like them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just remember... there was a lot of weird Pokemon in that game, and then you like had to like do Entei at the end or something. It's the whole thing.
Ryan,
yes,
do your classic jump in here with the dunk that decides the fight.
I mean, he's fought.
He fine. He's fine.
Oh, he's fine. I don't know. I don't have beef with it. It doesn't speak to me, but I respect it.
Well, what about Mega Salamence, where it loses the front legs and just becomes a big crescent with a torso attached to it?
That I like less.
Yeah.
I think he looks cool.
I like imagining that thing flying. It's like, what's the mechanism of...
Anger.
It's like that image of the... Yeah.
Mega just looks kind of like a Bloodborne enemy, honestly.
Oh yeah.
Okay, a little colorful, but yeah.
The demon
colorful for that, but in form, just kind of intimidating and weird.
I like how he's tucking his little arms inside the his metal shell.
Yeah.
Oh, he does have arms. Oh my God! I didn't even see them.
Yeah.
I'm going for a flight.
It's time for me to take wing.
Here we go. Goes 8,000 miles an hour.
Looks like this bird's gotta fly.
Anything standing in Mega Salamence's path gets sliced in two, while this Pokemon continues its flight without interruption. Mega Evolution fuels its brutality, and it may even turn on the trainer who raised it. It's been dubbed the blood-soaked crescent.
Oh my.
Jesus Christ.
What did I say about Bloodborne? Like,
it's really, yeah.
He gets really edgy, I guess.
That seems like a bad egg right there.
Yeah, the bad egg, we're a bad egg that we're voting for, because...
Oh, well, okay, let's look at this whole line. I think we're keeping Bagon,
yeah,
right?
Bagon is
all right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The shitlord in me likes the idea of Bagon to Shelgon to Mega Salamence. Of just, like, even staying a Mega Evolution where you have Shelgon and it Mega Evolves mid-combat into this nightmare.
And then it attacks
But it
you.
Only comes out in combat.
Yeah.
Because I feel like walking around with a Shelgon would be a lot of fun. Like, it's kind of cute, and you can, like, sit on its back because it's all hard. But, like, you have a Salamence, and it's like, yeah, I'm going to ride a Salamence, and that's cool. But I want to ride a Mega Salamence. I'm crossing the globe in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You basically have teleportation. You have free flight if you have a Mega Salamence. I'm into that. I don't hate that situation. Because regular Salamence is just a dragon. It's just Smaug.
Well, it's just Smaug, but kind of dumb looking.
Mm-hmm. Are you saying Smaug is not dumb looking?
I am a big fan of the dude what plays Sherlock Holmes in that one bad show. he sometimes is cute and sometimes is insufferable, which, big mood.
Okay.
Sometimes cute, always insufferable.
Okay, so Bagon to Shelgon to in-combat Mega Salamence, we're good?
Yeah.
Katie, do you have an argument to keep regular Salamence?
No. I like the moon motif. Enough.
Yeah, definitely. It looks up to the moon. Yeah, the idea is that Shelgon looks up and it looks at the moon and it's like, man, someday. And instead of being like, someday I'll fly, it's like, no, someday I'll look like the moon.
Yeah, I also like how his Mega Evolution has even shorter arms than his regular version. So he can just tuck them right in there.
Just slot them in there. He'd even mention...
Also, his tum becomes shoulder straps.
You gotta be safe. Safety is so important.
So important.
This is a good show. This is good work that we do. I believe Salamence and the next line are version exclusive. I might be wrong, because I remember getting both, actually.
Yeah. Hmm.
Well, here's the thing, is the next line is all terrible.
No.
So we're starting with Beldum.
No!
You can't cut Beldum. Actually, I don't know about Beldum. Its Japanese name is Dumber! It's just Dumber. It's Dumber.
I think it's cute.
It's just an eye with a rock attached to it.
Yeah, speaking of Bloodborne.
I always used Beldum in the, like, Emerald and Sapphire.
Dambaru. Sorry, I was busy fixating on the fact that I'm like, its name can't be Dumber, is it? It can't be. It's Dambaru.
Plus, Steven Stone gives you one.
Yeah, but he gives you one with the express idea that you're going to turn it into a Metagross. Like, it's given to you to evolve. So? What's the deal with Beldum? I want to read the Pokedex entry for Beldum. Instead of blood, a powerful magnetic force courses throughout its body. It communicates by sending controlled magnetism. Okay. It's a magnet friend. Wait, do we keep Magnemite?
I think we kept Magnemite, but not Magneton.
You're gonna have to go back. You're gonna have to.
Yes, yes, that's correct. That's correct.
Kept Magnemite, not Magneton.
Yes.
Why does it have the pointies?
The feet.
So are those fangy?
No, they're feet.
No, they're feet. So ooh. It can hook into a mountain and sort of hang there and sleep.
Oh. Yeah.
Also, if you anger it, it will do more than rampage. It will also burst out strong magnetism, causing nearby machines to break.
Proper damage. Instead of blood magnet, when it's feeling bad, try giving it a magnet. Thanks, Ultra Sun Pokedex.
Given that it's full of magnetism, wouldn't that be like holding a magnet up to a monitor? It's
yes.
Like, oh, it's giving you grief? Just like Taze.
I'm totally reading this like the Rotom Dex is a huge troll. It's like, when it's feeling bad, give it a magnet. See what happens, fuckface.
Yeah.
Oh my god! No, my hard drive melted. You can't bring a Beldum home. It's going to ruin all your technology. But it is psychic, though. It's psychic dual type, which is important.
This like main image on Bulbapedia... It looks just like a rejected angel from Ava.
Ooh, kind of.
Like, but like extremely rejected.
Extremely rejected.
Like someone doodled it on their napkin at lunch and was like, no.
Wait, important to note, 2 feet tall, 210 pounds.
He's a heavy boy.
Beldum thick.
I'm going to apologize in advance for my cat because she meows at me.
I love your cat.
Okay.
I appreciate
that. That's fine. Okay. Pets are welcome on our podcast.
Okay.
To an extent. You know, listen, you start like scratching the mic, I'm probably gonna cut that.
Beldum is genderless also, which is just so the representation is finally here. I'm mad at myself. The thing is that it does evolve. It's not just a tiny heavy friend forever. At level 20 it turns into Metang. Which sucks.
This thing looks like a Mega Man enemy, like a random Mega Man enemy that'd be wandering the level, and you'd probably have to shoot 3 to 5 times before it gets destroyed.
You know, you're not wrong.
And when you're doing like the fast run of the level, you're just like, ugh, another Metang, get out of here. But whatever. That's funny because the main enemies of Mega Man are called Mets, so just like the baseball team.
I hate the Mets.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't actually. You know what? I'm kidding. I don't hate the Mets. I like laughing at the Mets. They're great for.
We've
them.
Had Mets fans on this podcast. You can't.
We have, and I laughed at them.
Oh, Metang's got a great shiny though. I mean, I think this whole line has the good shiny.
I think things without mouths are cute. I think that's my bias.
Oh, my bias is Jimin from BTS.
Oh no.
No, so, but yeah, this whole line, they turn silver and gold when they are shiny, I mean, which I think is great.
I can appreciate, this is like a weird, like, exclusionary statement. I can appreciate having no mouth except for when you have a very prominent nose and then it weirds me out.
Yeah, Metang is like 60% nose.
Yeah.
It's a metal crab, otherwise. It's just a crab.
Yeah, it's a Zumbini.
Zumbini! Wow, that takes me back Do they still? Did they make? They made like a new one of those, right?
They made a new one of those. I hope they made a new one of those. That'd be cool.
I played a lot of that game on the kindergarten computers. when two Beldum fuse together, this is basically the magneton of Beldum. When two Beldum fuse together, a magnetic nervous system places their brains in union.
So you know the Japanese name for Matang is Matang. Matang. And the French name for Matang is Matang. And the Spanish name for Matang is Matang. And the Korean name for Matang is Matangu.
Oh, shit. Thank you. I was worried.
Shaking it up a little bit there.
I believe the French one is actually Metang, but I'm just going to be annoying.
Nah, you're wrong.
I took Duolingo for 2 weeks.
Well, I feel like you're pronouncing too many letters for it to be French.
Metang.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Met. The sound I make whenever I look at this Pokemon. Metagross,
big boy.
He looks cool.
Metagross rules.
He looks. This is a Digimon.
No! What's wrong with Digimon?
You know what I feel about how I feel about Digimon. It's come up on this show.
Yeah. But also, I just associate Metagross with our friend, recent guest Harry, as well, because he had a Metagross as his icon for a while.
That's exactly why we should cut it.
Wow, he's one of your best friends.
Harry, let's call up Harry and let Harry know personally that we're cutting him from the Pokédex.
I'm fine with Beldum to Metagross.
Apparently, it's four brains fusing into one because it's two Metangs fusing. It says its brains are said to be superior to a supercomputer.
Whoa. Smart boy.
Apparently, it has a mouth.
Oh, yeah. That's supposed to be like a mustache then or something? Or the X?
I don't know.
That's a scar on its face or something. I don't know.
I liked it better when I thought it didn't have a mouth.
Yeah, go ahead.
When hunting, this Pokemon pins the prey to the ground under its massive body. It then eats the helpless victim using the large mouth on its stomach.
No!
And it got horny.
And then after it pins you down, it just whispers in your ear, X gon' give it to you.
Inappropriate.
Wow.
So Beldum's the worst design of this line, I think. I don't know, there's only one of these needs to even endure, right? Because there's also Mega Metagross, but I don't think we're even...
We can't even talk about Mega Metagross. That's offensive.
I feel like we should just keep Metang.
Really?
Just as a weird thing that exists in the world.
And it's got no mouth, so it satisfies Katie's friend quality.
Fetish. No!
Thing that she likes in a Pokemon.
Yeah,
okay?
It's cute.
It doesn't have a mouth. Yeah.
Something I'm getting from these descriptions is the Pokédex is way more grim than I expected.
Oh my god.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. Especially when it comes to like the ghost Pokémon.
Yeah.
Yeah, like especially the Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon games. Like this one says its intellect surpasses its previous level, resulting in battles so cruel that make you want to cover your eyes.
Same. So I think the Sun and Moon stuff, they had a lot of fun with because they get to frame it as, like, it's the Rotom deck, so it's Rotom's, like, biased opinion on Pokemon.
And also there's a tendency with Mega Evolutions where they're like, listen, this is a temporary evolution, so we need to also explain why it can't be a permanent thing. And it's like, this asshole's such a piece of shit that if it was able to exist permanently, there'd be no planet. And you're like, okay, great. Thanks, Rotom.
Mega Camerupt says hello. I like the idea of Metagross being like a muscular crab, and like the X is kind of a fun image, but Metang like satisfies all my needs otherwise.
I think that's fair.
So only keep Metang? Are we good for it?
Only keep shiny Metang. The red eyes. That's what makes it for me.
All right.
Well, now it's time to get into everybody's favorite. the men of the hour, the deadly powers. It's the Reggies.
We're in the Gen 3 Legendaries now. Yeah. The rest of these are all silly.
Wow. I can't believe you talk that way about my boy Regirock, the Rock Peak Pokemon.
The Reggies,
there's three of them. You catch them in unique ways in the games. They don't evolve, but if you have all three of them and then you bring them forward to Gen 4, you can get an evolution. But in Gen 3 alone, you're just collecting these and then you're like, wow, I did it.
It got them. Really hard. I had to learn Braille.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because the internet wasn't a big thing. You totally had to, like, learn basic Braille.
Yes,
yeah.
I had to buy... I went out and found, like, guides for sale that people wrote about playing Pokemon that I would have to, like... What the heck? I'm in elementary school. I'm doing my best trying to catch these Pokemon.
I'm learning multiplication.
I wasn't that Braille. Old.
So, what I'm gathering from this is that this thing is basically Knack.
Oh, this rock one is totally Knack, yeah.
Its Pokedex is like, it's made of rocks, and if you hit it, it'll pick up more rocks, and then when it's broken, it'll add rocks. And you're like, okay.
So it's all rocks.
Oops, all rocks.
Sign of a brain or heart.
Does Knack have co-op?
Knack 2 does.
Knack 2 does.
And multiple people knew the answer to this question.
That's the whole thing about Knack 2.
That's the sell.
I guess that's fair.
It's Knack and Knack's friend.
That's why they haven't made a Knack 3 yet, because they can't render three Knacks at the same time. Yeah, we need what is hard about this?
Knack you.
Knack you for the Wii.
Hey, Knack you too, pal.
Whoa, cool it off.
Sorry. I'll go take a shower.
Yeah, please.
Whew. So this Pokemon sucks, and we don't want to talk about it anymore.
What's your favorite Reggie? Everyone go around and say your favorite Reggie.
Reggie Ice.
Okay.
Registeel, I guess.
Okay.
Reggie Fils-Aimé?
Jen is correct. Good job. Ryan, of these three, do you have a favorite?
Knack 2 came out on September 5th, 2017.
Like, where is Knack 3? My theory is the only possible one.
Well,
it
took them
yet.
5 years for them to come out with Knack 2. So, give them 5 years. Knack came out in 2013, dog.
Oh, I'm crusty. I'm getting crusty.
Wow.
I think Regice is also my favorite.
Have you ever heard
of it? Is it Regice?
I always said Regice.
I think it's Regice.
Let's six.
Have you ever heard but, its cry in the anime?
Yeah. Oh no, not in the anime.
No, come on, Alan. Let's hear it. What's it sound like?
I don't know it. I can't do it without knowing it. Obviously.
Yeah, you can. Here. Do you want me to do my best, Alan, doing a Pokemon?
Yeah, yeah.
Regice.
Regice.
It's no.
Why
it's...
is anyone friends with me?
Like, honestly, you should look it up on YouTube, because it's genuinely, like, scary.
I just looked it up. Okay. I had a voice modulator when I was a kid. It was like a little megaphone, like a purple megaphone that you could make noises with. And one of them was called Robot Voice, and it's exactly that noise.
I had that too, but mine was orange.
Oh, shit.
It also had Alien. Same...
Yep. Okay. Yeah, we had the same. Did it have Deep Voice also?
Yeah.
Sweet. And good to know we all went to the same TJ Maxx. Reggie Ice basically is like, Reggie Ice.
This is creepy.
Let's see what it is in Japanese so we know if it's Reggie Ice or Reg Ice. It's Reggie Ice. Okay. Good to know. We learned. Amongst these three, do we keep all of them so that we can keep Reggie Gigas later, or do we keep none of them, or what?
I mean, I liked Reggie Ice. I had, like, an anxiety attack the first time I fought it, because I was so nervous.
Like, what is this?
Well, no, because I worked so hard to get there, and I finally fight it. I remember I, like, ran to my dad and asked for help.
Whoa. Dad, this Pokemon thing is going crazy. What's going on?
I feel like the Reggies are, like...
Please, the Reginalds.
They're, like, a prototype for... The Ultra Beasts?
Yeah.
In Sun and Moon.
That makes sense.
And I feel like in that way, they're just not as well executed.
Huh.
If Reggie Steele didn't have, like, the weird noodly arms, I probably would like him more.
That's, like, literally the only thing I like about it.
I also like it's Chinese minty. It looks delicious.
Oh.
I would probably eat it. Oh, Reggie Ice's shiny is the worst shiny. It's just, ugh, gross. It's bluer.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't.
That, like, hurts my eyes to look at. The 3D model looks very bad.
I like how they make it. Okay.
The Reggie Steele shiny is, like, hashtag one vice over here.
Oh, shit, waypoint, yeah. Waypoint, it is those teal, colors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Omega Ruby description mentions near the end, no one has any idea what this Pokemon eats.
No one has any idea. I mean, it doesn't have a mouth.
That's true. It just has the eyes.
Also, it's hollow.
Yeah. I feel like it's it would hollow? Just, like, suck up metal, though, through, like, its Ooh. Feet. Like, absorb it, you know?
Is it big? Because I want to hold one and, like, walk it through a bunch of metal filings.
Well, who can say if it's big? Because not only is it hard, it shrinks and stretches flexibly.
Oh, like steel.
It's 6'3".
Okay. Oh, and 452 pounds. Huh.
I'm slightly taller than you.
It's good.
You ever seen that meme that's like 5'11" versus 6'0"?
Yeah. That's me.
I love that one.
Check my dick from the back.
LOL.
Reggie Ice speaks in text-to-speech. God, also the Regirock shiny is just like Count Chocula. That's disgusting.
Can we please cut all these assholes?
All of them?
I want to keep Reggie Ice. Yeah. I like that one.
I can, you know, listen. This is... not a democracy, but it is, you know,
a game for kids. No, let's be adults.
Yeah, let's be adults and let's compromise, but not in like the caving to fascist kind of way. Uh-huh. And we can keep Reggie
okay.
Ice.
Okay.
If we're okay with that, let's keep Reggie Ice and none of the others.
All right.
Yay!
You just can't keep. You can't. I'm sorry. Reggie Rock needs to go. Reggie Steele, you got problems. But Reggie Ice is a friend.
Reggie Ice.
Just like Waypoint. Registeel, you gotta go.
Ooh, oofa doofa. Too real for this podcast.
Yikes.
Speaking of good friends, yeah. Who I want to protect with my life. But Katie, you love these friends. You have to pick one to assassinate.
Are
you can't
serious?
Keep Latios and Latia. You can't keep both. They're okay. The same.
Then I'll get rid of Latios.
He's my favorite.
I'm sorry. Latios is my favorite. Did you ever watch the show? The movie with the both of them?
No, should I watch that one? That was the
if
next one on
our
list.
If you want to cry,
oh, I
watch
do.
That one.
I do. Okay.
Because it made me cry.
Latios and Latias look like planes.
They do.
They both mega evolve to look more like planes.
Latias looks like such a friend, though. Like, it looks so Whoa. Sweet.
So, okay.
I like the this busted-ass screenshot from Smash Brothers Brawl.
For which one? Yeah. It's just...
I like the image from the Pokemon Adventures manga, where apparently in that manga, Latias and Latios become maids.
Whoa!
No. Yeah.
They become human maids.
Well, it doesn't, in the movie, they don't become maids, but they, Latias is definitely a human girl.
Alright, you might... I guess we're keeping Latias, shit.
Like Nagini.
Nagini, who is a human woman.
Nagini, a Pokemon.
Latias was befriended by Emerald and took the young trainer to the battle frontier and appeared as a human a few times as the saga continued by using its ability to refract light.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, Latios appears to have never turned into a human girl, so I guess that's it. I guess that's the one we're keeping.
No, other way around.
What?
You want the one that turns into a maid?
Yes. What's wrong with maids?
Okay, listen. Pressing my hands together.
Okay.
Can y'all people not be horny for 5 minutes?
No!
Just for 5 minutes.
This isn't a matter of horny, it's a matter of...
Yes, it's maids. It's, you can't lie to me.
It's a matter of I can relate to Latias
yeah.
more.
I too can reflect light. And appear
yeah,
the, whatever.
Yeah, like what are you talking about?
Well, go ahead. The description mentions... Latias is highly sensitive to the emotions of people. If it senses any hostility, the Pokemon ruffles the feathers all over its body and cries shrilly to intimidate the foe.
precious cinnamon roll. Love it.
Latios just needs to log off.
Yeah, I just don't like Latios because 100% male.
That is a good argument.
He looks cooler, though. Counter argument, what if he looked cooler than Latios?
I like the cute one. Ooh, shiny.
Good Latios shiny.
We can't keep both, right?
We can do whatever we want.
I'm anti-Latios over here.
Okay.
I would lean towards cutting Latios of the
No!
Person.
Yeah, I'm in favor of Latios.
Yeah, love Latios.
Just the maid connection really creeps me out.
It really does. It really does. Y'all on Twitter too much, fam.
Oh, no,
great. Never mind. Turns out, also, it turns into a nurse. All right. Oh. Okay. Keep on telling me this isn't a horny thing. I believe
Not
you.
A horny thing.
What?
Can I say a spoiler for the movie?
Go ahead.
Okay, so the girl, there is a human girl that the Latios is, like, modeling herself after that, like, mm-hmm. befriends Ash on the journey. And mm-hmm. at the end, one of them kisses Ash, but it's, like, ambiguous as to who it was.
You can't do this.
Here's the great thing. I have never. I want it to be known how important this is that I've never done this before. We're 380 in. I'm the only one with editing rights on the document and on the podcast. Latios has gotta go.
No!
I hate
but
this.
She's cute.
You can't do this. That's illegal. This is an illegal Pokemon.
Okay.
This Pokemon's on the disputed list.
Katie?
Yes.
How is this for a compromise? And maybe you're not this kind of person. I don't know you that well. But what if we tie them together and drop them into the water? What if they both?
No. I mean, stop. Okay.
Does that seem more fair?
You're gonna actually make Katie cry, though.
Can you keep both?
No, we can't keep Latios after finding out that it turns into a nurse and kisses people.
Who amongst us wouldn't kiss Ash if given the opportunity?
Me?
Really?
Me.
What?
What?
Do you know how old Ash is? What's wrong with you?
If I was also 10, you fucking weirdos.
Well, Ash is eternal, so.
Yeah, Ash is eternal.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're saying it's like Fire Emblem. He's like actually 1,000. Yeah. Great, that makes
it
okay.
He's barefoot all the time. He lives inside of my brain, yes.
Oh, God. No. Okay, we had to pull some
All right, I'm cutting everyone in this building. Thank you for deciding that for me.
Yeah. Okay, we cut
Cutting them. Their megas. Everything's gone. Everything's
okay,
gone.
Okay, we can compromise the both of them. Bye-bye.
We have to like, sanitize this entire area. Thank you, Alan.
Clean up on aisle 11.
Oh, no.
The ad on the side of my webpage reads, "A pure girl's secret story."
Ooh. The story of Latios.
Tangentially related to what we're talking about.
Yeah.
The ad on my page is pure. In German. So, you know.
Yeah, Kyogre. We're doing Kyogre now.
I was going to say, if we get rid of those, then we're not going to have a jet plane, and we literally get a jet plane next. So, thanks, Kyogre. We really appreciate you as a Pokemon. We talked about Kyogre a lot in our discussion of which Pokemon would be great to surf with. What was the name of that podcast again, Six?
That was the Swim Suitability Contest.
I hate you. Thank you. No, I love it. Kyogre, I think, is a friend. Kyogre is a friend, right?
I think so, too.
It's huge. I mean... 14 feet, 14 feet, 776 pounds.
He's large.
It's
big.
It more than doubles in size when it goes primal. It becomes 32 feet long.
So what's the, like, I know what the deal is with primal Kyogre because I played, you know,
Omega Ruby.
The Ultra. You know, I played Alpha Sapphire, which is the one that Kyogre's in.
Yes, sorry.
But also that's just them basically adding a mega evolution because they wanted it to have a mega evolution. How do we actually feel about the primal thing where it reverts to its older, more wild ways? Sorry, I don't have it on my phone.
In the movie Jirachi Wishmaker, it did have, like, this primal Groudon thing. And that movie was a while ago. But it was, like, evil and scary. And it had, like, these, like, gloopy tube tentacle things.
Yeah.
And it sucked the other Pokemon into it.
Huh.
That...
Okay.
I watched a lot of the Pokemon movies in my youth.
Yeah, do you regret it?
No.
Well, considering I watched Jirachi Wishmaker like a million times.
Hey.
No.
Kyra is the King of the Seas. Does it eat fish the same way that whales eat fish, where it just kind of like lets it sit in its mouth and then it like whatever lands it gets consumed?
Probably. Because
if so, we have to keep Kyogre. That's a cool... I wish I could eat like that.
Yeah, I guess I would assume it does that.
It has
baleen.
Teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably like it has to eat so much that it does like the whale thing of just like eating what stuff ends in its mouth passively as it swims. But those are like it barely even notices it's eating them. It's going after bigger, more real prey. Yeah. It's going after Wailords.
Yikes. No, Wailord's bigger than yes. Kyogre.
Yeah, it'd feed Kyogre for a long time.
It wouldn't fit in
its mouth. You put it in the fridge, you bite it, you kill it, and then you take it back home, and you get, like, a bucket, and you get some, like, some water and some salt, and you do a little bit of, like, you do some garlic in there, like garlic powder, because obviously normal garlic wouldn't keep in the same way, and you want a little bit of cinnamon, actually. You wouldn't expect it, but it does kind of baste really nicely in there. And, what?
No, I'm just a little,
concerned.
I don't know. I would never pair cinnamon and garlic together, personally.
I know, it seems unlikely, doesn't it? But I was making things up.
It is the same. So Kyogre, great shiny. I'm going to bring this podcast back on track. If it kills me, great shiny, nice pink shiny.
The Pokemon Troze sprite?
Oh, the sprite for Troze? Where is it?
He's so round.
Oh my god, a round boy!
It's really cute.
I like that. I want that like sticker on my backpack, actually.
Oh, that is pretty cute.
They like got the essentials of what Kyogre looks like in a really small thing. As always, the mystery dungeon phrases are fantastic. I created the seas. What do you wish of me?
The shiny is pink.
Yeah, I love a pink shiny.
Oh, that's cute.
Or I guess fuchsia. I would say that's fuchsia.
It's like a bold pink.
Oh, but when it's primal, its shiny is black.
Yeah. Also cool.
Yeah.
Amongst the two, the weather duo, well, the weather trio, rather, amongst the main two, I like Kyogre more visually.
Me too.
Yeah.
I kind of like Groudon, but for dumb reasons that we'll get into.
Okay. Why do you like Groudon?
Look at its pose.
Yeah.
I once caught a fish this big. It's me, New York crowd.
I always thought it's...
Hey, Spider-Man.
I need pictures of Spider-Man, Kyogre. Come on. I need pictures of Rayquaza. It thought its tail looked like a hand. That was
its
my favorite
New York crowd. Its tail, to me, looks like the guard on a razor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I would shave on a Groudon.
What? Hey, bud. Hey.
I mean, little, it's like my legs, you know.
Oh, okay.
My face, it'd kill me. But
2,094 pounds. What a unit.
That's very large.
Honestly, once you get to Wailord, nut size and height don't matter at all anymore. It's just like, yep, that's cool, I guess.
They're big.
Numbers.
Yeah, the numbers don't get bigger. Amongst the two, I absolutely keep Kyogre.
I would keep both, but I would not keep Primal Groudon, because Primal Groudon is lame.
It looks like it's melting.
It looks like almost exactly the same, but not.
I just put yellow on those lines.
Yeah.
And there's a little more black involved, because it's
oh, yeah,
edgy.
I see. The spikes are now black.
Ow, the edge. Looks like it's filled with cheese. Like it's...
held together with mozzarella.
Yeah, basically.
Cheesy Groudon! I can't wait for the Arby's tweet. Cheesy Groudon.
Hey, Kyogre, I just came from Taco Bell. Do you know nacho fries are back?
And it just vomits nacho everywhere.
Ew.
He's starting to sell me on this character. Yeah, let's are we down with keeping Kyogre both forms and then just regular Groudon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Ryan, do you have a preference here?
No. Nope, I don't. Groudon is dope as fuck.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Let's talk about Rayquaza.
Must we?
Extreme speed.
Very fast. Is it Rayquaza or Rayquaza?
I say it both ways, personally.
I think either's fine. I'm gonna consult
Papago. You know, whenever I want to know, I consult Papago.
Just depending on context.
But you know, that's not. Yeah, that's not necessarily. Yeah,
just because I don't know how to pronounce it. It's Rayquaza. So I guess I'm actually right. Neither of those translate to either.
It's Yakuza. It's Kiryu. I love it.
Ew.
It's Nani.
Nani. Why is its gum so big? It's got big gums.
It does have big
Jesus,
gums. Look
please
at
brush your teeth properly.
Also, his teeth. He has one tooth. The rest is gum.
He's got a fangy, but his mouth is open to expose the fact that all of his other teeth fell out.
Oh, which that's
is
sad.
Frankly, very bad
all
hygiene.
Gums. He's gummy.
Is this the gut? Katie.
He's gummy. If a Rayquaza carries you on his back, is that a gummy ship?
Yeah, it is.
So I guess that's what happens when you spend millions of years just chilling out in the ozone layer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ozone's not good for you.
No.
Wait.
Legends remain of how it put to rest the clash between Kyogre and Groudon.
I like
it consumes
both
meteoroids
to your rooms.
I like if you read the brawl section, but like out of context, where it says, after Diddy Kong lands in the lake, Rayquaza lunges out of the water and grabs him, angry at being disrupted.
After Diddy Kong falls in the lake?
Yeah.
I like that. After Diddy Kong lands in... Oh, also the lake, capital L.
Yeah.
Lake, I gotta play Subspace Emissary sometime.
Luckily, Fox rescues Diddy Kong. From Rayquaza.
Thank goodness. I was worried. This boy big. Well, it's long. It's 23 feet. And when it's mega, it's 35 feet.
I think his mega evolution is actually pretty cool.
Yeah. It looks like a World of Warcraft, like Missa Pandaria boss.
It does. You're not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it gets two teeth again.
Oh, congrats. It got a whole second tooth.
Mega evolved to visiting the dentist. Love it.
Wow. You know what's gross? In Mega Evolution, the like orange part that comes off of it kind of makes me think of seaweed.
I think it's cool. It's like a leafy sea dragon.
Oh, yeah. That's totally what they're going for. You're right. No, I like the Mega, actually. This is like a pretty sick Mega Evolution.
I kind of want to cut Rayquaza and just keep the Mega as the normal form.
I'd be down.
Yeah.
That's more like the legendness of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's valid. I think Rayquaza, the sky high Pokemon. Wow, I love American and My Hero Academia.
Marvel movie.
Sky High. Someone should do a critical reanalysis of that film and see if it holds up. It probably doesn't. I just remember the part where he kicks the guy who turns into a ball and he goes side kick and then he kicks the ball.
Wow.
But it's a person.
Wow.
Yeah. Good movie. Good film. Also, wait, why does Rayquaza look like a train? No, it's a plane.
Yeah, it has a bunch of speed fins on it, like some sort of aircraft.
That's some shit I would make in like Spore when I just kept putting the speed fins on it to make it faster.
Yeah, I kind of don't like either model, but Mega Rayquaza looks a bit better.
It just looks like Mega Rayquaza is something you see once in a lifetime, and you're like, whoa, oh my god, what? And, like, regular Rayquaza is just, like, a big kind of dragon plane.
Yeah.
I'm okay with keeping Mega.
Yeah.
Well, how about we move on to Jirachi, the wish Pokemon?
Jirachi's the best!
You gotta keep Jirachi.
Why is Jirachi steel type?
Well, because it's a star and stars are rocks.
Oh, you're right.
Why does it
a star?
It is a star.
It doesn't say anything about that in its Pokedex.
Well, its head is a star, kind of.
Its shape, like, look at it. Its shape is a star.
I mean, kind of. Mm. It's got points.
Why does it have a second mouth on its belly that's smiling?
That's its eye.
That's its eye. Yeah, that's its third hidden eye. Mm-hmm.
Is there an image of it with the eye open somewhere we can show Jen?
It was in the movie.
Jirachi eye open. That actually... Oh, found it. Yep. It's not that gross. They made it look kind of cool. Because it's not like an eyeball. It's like a glowy jewel.
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay.
Why? It too bad its makeup is smeared, so it looks like it's always crying.
It's no, it's like it's fucking the other one from Gen 2.
Keep your third eye open.
Zigzagoon.
Clown eyed tears.
Who am I thinking of? Oh my god, Tyrant Pupitar, Larvitar.
Oh yeah.
You're my clown eyed girl.
You do have to keep your third eye open though, that's true. Jirachi's the Illuminati Pokemon. Yep.
I think, look, if it's cute, I'm gonna like it probably.
This podcast with me and Katie instead would just be us, like, nothing would be cut ever. That's why we need six. Interesting.
That's why I'm here.
Interesting shiny. It turns pink on the side and the center, and the wish tags become red. I think that's a cool look. The idea.
I think, yeah, the wish tags are the reason I'm willing to give Jirachi a pass, because I think the wish tags are really cool.
Yeah.
I agree. It
looks like a charming friend with a little cape.
Yeah, thank it's going to take
that
you on an adventure.
I think.
Make your wishes come true. They always do. This is what they do, right? They do, like, a really exciting legendary, and then the last one is, like, a cute legendary.
Oh, but it's not the last
and it's like
one.
That's it, we finished Hoenn. There's no more Pokemon in Hoenn that we need to talk about at all. Congratulations, thanks folks for being on the podcast. Take it to the plug zone. Boo 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 boo. Warning, the worst legendary of all time is here.
We're here to talk about the four forms of Deox I will.
I'm defense
form is
Deoxys.
The coolest. Okay,
tag yourself. I'm defense. Speed form is the coolest, I agree.
All right, cool. We're not fighting anymore.
So, okay. It's a Pokemon alien virus.
Okay.
It has four forms.
Okay.
Three of them look stupid. One of them still looks stupid, but kind of less so.
Huh. Interesting.
But it is also made of spaghetti, which is, you know... Who can say if that's good or bad?
It does look like...
It's from space.
Yeah, so am I. You don't hear me bragging about it. I'm not a fucking legendary.
You are in my heart. The DNA of a space virus underwent a sudden mutation upon exposure to a laser beam and resulted in Deoxys. The crystalline organ on its chest appears to be its brain. Oh, I didn't even notice. Yeah. It's kind of weird. A busy design. Like, it's got these, like, big weird thighs, it's got the spaghetti arms, and it's got the head that changes, and the legs that change shape every form.
Yeah.
It's interesting that something can be this busy and still not have any ideas.
Hmm.
Yeah, it looks really ugly to me. Like, just the way that its arms look like someone took a bunch of wires and twisted them together, and, There's something really unappealing about the color palette, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Looks like Betty Spaghetti.
Betty Spaghetti. What's that? Hold on, I'm reading about it.
Betty Spaghetti?
Oh, I remember. No, I remember Betty Spaghetti. Yeah. Betty Spaghetti. Oh, yeah. The shiny's so weird. It looks like it shouldn't exist. It's yellow and, like, light green.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, I like it. I kind of like that Deoxys is unsettling and, like, seems broken and weird. It's like the missing no of actual real existing Pokemon.
Yeah, I liked how they did it in the fourth generation games. where you saw like the crash meteorites and stuff, and they're like, yeah, I don't know what's up with this. Strange. But
in like Veilstone City or whatever.
Yeah.
Look at its sprite for normal form and emerald.
Okay, hang on. I've got a lot of stuff to scroll through here.
You gotta, you gotta scroll all the way to the bottom of the sprites, past all the 3D sprites, and then you get normal form emerald, where it's just got one tentacle on its hip and then one arm out, like, hang on, girlfriend.
Wow.
No.
Okay.
Ew, that really highlights the fact that its hands are just green, which is so just not cool.
And then its post from the back is just, hi, I have a question.
Hello, sir, do you have a moment to hear about Jesus?
No,
I don't. I say keep
speaking. May I tell you about our Lord and Savior, Arceus?
Not yet. You can't talk yet about Arceus. I want to keep speed form. It's so cool.
It's not, listen, we could possibly keep speed form, but you're going to have to not refer to it as so cool. That's not
so,
okay.
Sure. Normal form has the best arms. Attack form has the best head. Defense form has the biggest mood. And then speed form has just like the sleekest design.
I like the legs.
Yeah, the leggy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It looks like it's wearing stockings.
It looks like
Oh, no, that's the whole body.
Yeah, it does.
It does look
like
a Warframe. Oh my god!
So you're saying cut it?
No.
Tenno.
Looks like you won't be making the list, Tenno.
I like that Speedform only has one spaghetti on each arm. It like ran out of other spaghetti.
I don't like how the spaghetti arms like move independent of each other in the normal form and stuff, and the attack form and the black and white sprites.
Mm. Oh, yeah. No thanks. Ooh, it's all pulsatey.
We could cut all of this.
But it's from space.
What does that have to do with anything?
When are we ever going to get another Pokemon from space?
The Ultra Beasts are kind of from space, sort of.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, at this point, we're just getting into stuff that's cooler when they do it as Ultra Beast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Apparently, its name is based on the longer version of DNA, which is interesting.
Deoxyribonucleic acid? Yeah.
Yeah.
Deoxyribonucleic acids.
I never made that connection.
Me neither.
And I majored in biochemistry and molecular biology. Look at me. waste of a major.
And I dropped out of creative writing, and look where you are now, slumming it with me.
No, that's fine. I dropped out too.
Hey, oh, okay. Gang. The medium of genetic code in many cellular organisms. Yeah, fine. Cut Deoxys. Who cares?
All right. Well, that's the end of the... What? No, another fake out.
Nope. No.
We're missing no.
We're not ready to talk... We're not ready to talk about that damn green turtle motherfucker just yet.
Let's rate Missing No.
Okay, but I thought Missing No was in the first generation.
Yeah, Missing No would have been in the first gen.
Okay.
Yeah, we forgot.
we could do an episode about Missing No. There's enough to talk about, certainly. Ketsubon.
We should keep Missing No.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. We did it. That was easy.
Yay, we did it.
You want to break your game? Get Missing No.
I do.
You know, I caught Missing No a lot of times. My game never broke.
Oh, that's good.
Aren't we lucky?
Yeah. I had a level 115 Snorlax. It was great.
you could bring Missing No into Pokemon Stadium, and guess what it looked like in that game?
Substitute doll, is that right?
Correct. Good job. That brings us to the close. We did it. Everyone's favorite region, the Hoenn region.
We've been honing our claws for Sinnoh coming up next, but don't get a Nova.
don't you Nova? It's so easy. It's right there.
Sinnoh. Bet you thought this would be an easier gen to rate, Sinnoh.
What was I gonna say? How many were there total in Hoenn before we made the cuts? This is a fun thing we should do at the end of each gen.
Yeah, we should.
How many were there and how many are there?
I don't have time to do the math right now, but
okay.
We'll open up next episode being like, I want to see percentages yeah. on like how many have survived each generation.
Exactly. We have a lot of stats that we can access. Yep.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much to y'all Firesider friends and, of course, my fellow Scanline co-host for jumping on here and helping us quorum our way through the end of Hoenn. The Hoenn. this is the plug zone. It's where we promote things and stuff and things and stuff. Katie, this is your first time ever being on a Scanline show. I think you should go first.
Okay, sure. So my name is Katie. I do art and stuff. You can find me at Cedar Grave on Twitter and DeviantArt and Instagram. I post very infrequently, but I do appreciate occasional support. Also, I'm on Fireside Friends with Ryan and Alan. And you can listen to that podcast.
All right, Jen, this is your guesting here, and also you've been on here less than Ryan. So go ahead and what's your deets? What's your ASL?
Okay, so I'm
on ASL. You don't have to.
I'm on Twitter at JBU3 if you want some weird sleepy tweets at night and various things like that. I'm also on Scanline Media as well, scanlinemedia.com, patreon.com/scanlinemedia, and I host a narrative podcast called Novel Not New, a True End podcast, and that can be found on readinggames.online.
All right, Ryan.
Listen to my podcast, Tenno, firesidefriends.net. That's all I got.
Do you want to plug your Twitter? Do we plug Twitters here?
If you listen to the other crossover we did, I already said it. So go back and listen to the other one.
You gotta go back.
If you want my Twitter.
Alan, you gotta finish the joke.
I do. Hey, Mario. Okay, so just to make sure everyone listening is part one is located
Alan,
in the Johto Quorum.
Alan, you have to finish the joke, and Alan just goes, "Hey, Mario."
Yeah, you're exactly right. Part one of the joke is in Johto Quorum 22. Part two is in Johto Quorum 21, and part three is in the latest Fireside Friends regarding Enter the Spider-Verse. Fireside Friends 50. So you're going to have to put all those together and get a whole joke.
Hey, Mario.
I thought one of them was in Oops, More Anime. Is that wrong?
No, because it was only in the crossovers.
Oh, okay. But the other one wasn't a crossover.
I know, but it's important. It's essential listening.
Okay. So you got to get... It's mostly in the crossover, but you also got to get the lore.
Yes.
On this joke that isn't funny.
It's hysterical. I'll explain it to everybody after the podcast. But okay. So hi, hello. My name is Alan. I'm on Chats of Television podcast. That's CHATZ. My friend Magellan and I watch TV shows there. It's a good time. We do it every week. We're watching Babylon 5. We just finished season 4. A lot of episodes are going to be coming out soon. It's a fun podcast. We have a Patreon. I plug on that show. You should check it out. That's what I got. And then Fireside Friends, of course.
Fantastic. Well... I'm Six Stepmar. You can find me on Twitter at Six Stepmar, SixDettmar. I got a pinned tweet there that tells you all the stuff that I do. I can also be found on scanlinemedia.com and patreon.com/scanlinemedia, just like Jen. That may be it here for the Hoenn Dex, but even as we depart this region, there is something you must never forget. Alan?
Six, and everyone involved, this is a game for kids, so let's be adults.
Peace.
Bye.
See ya.
Tenno.
Okay.
Tenno.